Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hate by David M. Newell. Old man Cal Rhodes staggered under a smashing blow in the mouth, shaking his grizzled head in a vain attempt to clear his sight, so that he might yet pound the bloody face that loomed before him. But he was done for. That last crushing blow had broken him, and he sank slowly to his hands and knees in the soft, damp soil. Little old man Knight swayed on his feet, gazing vacantly down on his larger foe. It had been a bitter, bitter fight, the result of an old quarrel between these backwoods neighbors, and contrary to local custom, they had fought it out clean. Old man Tom had said quietly, "No guns or knives, Cal." And Cal had agreed. Mrs. Tom had watched old Tom go down to the field with many misgivings, calling after him,
"He ain't to be trusted, Tom, that cracker ain't. And sides, he's bigger'n you. Better take your pistol. God made guns and knives to make all men the same size. And if y'all can't fight like gentlemen, but has to use your fists, why don't come home lest you whip him."
Old Tom had just shaken his head, and now, as he looked down on his enemy, he spoke again quietly through his battered, bleeding lips.
"I whipped you fair, Cal, and you know I did. But you fought well. Let's call it quits."
Old man Cal raised his head with a great effort. For a moment his lips moved with no sound, and his swollen eyes burned with savage hate. Then,
"All right, Tom, you whip me fair. Let the hair go with the hide."
They shook hands, and old Tom picked up his coat and walked slowly off toward his cabin under the big live oaks. For a long time thereafter, Cal Rhodes sat staring off to the west, across the hare field and charred pine stumps. The preacher leaned across his pulpit in his earnestness that bright Sunday morning.
"The heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. Who can know it? That's my text, friends, and y'all know it's true. I don't know what's in your heart, and you don't know what's in mine. God knows and sees. May he find no malice in any of our hearts this morning. If y'all turn to..."
And Calvin Rhodes, with unhearing ears, gazed beneath shaggy brows at old Tom in the pew across, devising a way, devising a way. 2 years passed. Old man Cal paused in his plowing and again stared out across the little field. Again he saw himself beaten, whipped by a smaller man in a fair fight, and he spoke aloud.
"I'll have revenge on ye, Tom Knight, ye iffin that's the last thing I ever do. I hate the sight of ye. I hate your name."
From far away towards the cypress swamp came the distant cry of a hound. Cal Rhodes stopped. The hound's baying was growing steadily nearer, and the old man forgot his grudge.
"By jingo, that's Zeb Allison's rowdy, and he's a-bringin' a deer out across the ridge, as sure as I'm a foot high."
There was no time to go to his own house for a gun, and he bethought himself of the night cabin.
"I'll get Tom's, the old... Might as well let him think I'm peaceable, like, till I get my chance."
He arrived at the neighbor's out of breath. Mrs. Tom met him at the door.
"Why, howdy, Cal. Come in," she beamed. "Sure glad you've decided to let bygones be bygones. Tom's down at the mill house a-grindin' cane."
"Can't come in, thank you, ma'am," panted old man Cal. "Just wanted to borrow Tom's gun. There's a dog a-comin' with a deer, and I thought maybe as how I could cut him off."
"Sure," agreed Mrs. Tom. "There it is a-settin' behind the door. Hope you get the deer, and if you do, bring us a quarter, as we're plumb out of meat."
Old man Cal noticed the gun was loaded as he ran. When he reached the hog pasture gate, Rowdy and the deer had passed, and he sat down on a log to get his breath.
"Might have knowed I couldn't kill nothing with his gun anyway, the old skunk," he exploded, his failure to get a shot fanning his hatred.
A sudden idea seized him. He rested a few minutes and then returned to the field, where he unhitched his mule and started up the lane to his own cabin. Arriving there, he went to a cupboard and took down his old powder horn and pouch of shot. Craftily, he peered from the window to make sure no one watched. An hour or two later, the gun stood in its place behind the door, and Cal Rhodes shifted uneasily on his feet as he said,
"No, ma'am, I didn't get there in time. Thank y'all anyway."
Spring came. Old man Tom plowed his corn and played in the evenings to Little Tom on his banjo. And Calvin, hearing Little Tom's whoops of pleasure at the old darky song, would shake his fist in the direction of the sound and go inside,
"wherein I don't have to listen to the old skunk's voice."
A lank cracker boy on an ancient moth-eaten mule pulled up in front of Cal's cabin.
"Heard the news?" he shouted to old man Cal, who was coming up the lane from feeding his hogs. "Tom Knight dropped dead this evening. Just all of a sudden. Heart failure, I reckon."
"What?" screamed old Cal. "It can't be. It mustn't be. I don't believe it. I..."
The cracker boy addressed the group in front of the post office.
"I never seed the like of the way old man Rhodes carried on when I told him. Why, he must have actually got to love Mr. Knight. He sure did take on."
They buried old Tom Knight from the little backwoods church. Calvin Rhodes, by request of the Knight family, served as a pallbearer. With his last look at old Tom's weather-beaten face, now so still and white, he cursed silently at the fate that had robbed him of his revenge, and went home to brood alone. Death had cheated him. There was nothing he could do. A year passed. Little Tom shouldered the farming valiantly, and Widow Knight, as befitted her heroic breed, took up the lighter chores. Old Cal tilled his little field. It could be seen that he had aged from his stooping shoulders, and the way he would absently stop in his plowing to stare vacantly into thin air. Came another fall. From far across the ridge floated the faint, quivering cry of an old hound. Calvin Rhodes heard and shouted to Little Tom in the next field,
"Get your gun, son, and come a-runnin'. The old piney dog of Zeke's is a-comin' with a deer."
Little Tom came a-running, eyes bright with excitement.
"Hurry up, Mr. Rhodes. He'll cross by the hog pasture gate," he puffed, handing the old muzzle-loader to Cal.
Old Cal hurried as best he could, and together they crouched in a pine thicket. It might have been the same buck that broke again into the clearing. Old Cal fired. The preacher drew a large handkerchief from his shabby coat.
"Friends," he said, "we're here today to pay respect to our beloved brother, Calvin Weatherby Rhodes. He was a good and kind man with malice toward none. His death is a great loss to our little community. He was a noble, forgiving spirit. May we all learn from him the spirit of forgiveness. And little Tom, in his father's seat, sniffled softly and whispered,
"Poor Mr. Rhodes! I sure wonder what made the gun sound so uncommon loud and burst that away."
The end of Hate by David M. Newell.